Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I mentioned this. I may have mentioned this Friday. I thought I did. Could have been on whatever. Washington is a 10-point favorite over Dallas Sunday. All right, Washington's next game this coming Sunday, 1 o'clock, Northwest Stadium, Landover. Washington is a 10-point favorite over the Cowboys. I had to go way back to find, and I went through it meticulously, all right, to find when Washington was this big of a favorite over the Cowboys. Because the Cowboys have been, over the years, big favorites against Washington multiple times, being a double-digit favorite against Washington. In fact, some of the biggest games that Washington's had in recent years have been shockers, that Monday night Colt McCoy game in Dallas. The last time Washington was favored by anywhere near 10 over Dallas was 2007, the season finale. This is the Sean Taylor passing away, which fueled that late season run. Todd Collins at quarterback. They played the Cowboys in the season finale to clinch a playoff berth. The Cowboys had nothing to play for. They had already clinched the division, had clinched home field throughout, and Washington destroyed Dallas 27-6 as a 10-point favorite. The game didn't go off at 10, but as it climbed towards kickoff, it went off at 10. That's the last time. Other than that, Washington hasn't been bigger than a 3.5-point favorite over the Cowboys. They are 10-point favorites Sunday over Washington. This will be the biggest favorite Washington has been since 2017, when they played the 49ers in Kyle Shanahan's first season as a head coach, and Washington hosted the 49ers, and they were 12.5-point favorites that day. 10-point favorites over the Cowboys. I'm calling it right now. They're going to bounce back off of these two losses with an impressive and sizable victory over Dallas on Sunday. You know, keep in mind, Dallas plays tonight, short week heading into the game. Washington coming in off the mini bye. So something to look forward to Sunday. Washington has two against the dreadful Cowboys, and they are dreadful at this point. And the first one is Sunday at home. And with that, let me turn to what has become all of a sudden a very, very competitive wild card race in the NFC. So right now, if the season ended, Washington would be the 7 seed. Now, they have played a game more than the two wild card teams in front of them, Minnesota and Green Bay. But right now, Washington would be the 7 seed. They would hold a, you know, 1.5-game lead, but over multiple teams, Seattle and the Rams. The Rams won yesterday. Seattle won yesterday. The NFC West is the 6-4 Cardinals and 3-5-5 teams. So you've got the Rams, Seahawks, and 49ers all sitting there a game and a half behind Washington, having played one less game. I do think 10 is still a lock to make the NFC playoffs. I don't think you're going to need 11. I do think it's becoming more likely than not in the NFC that the three wildcard teams all have at least 10 wins. There's a long way to go, and a lot of these teams play each other, especially in that NFC West, where the Rams, Seahawks, 49ers, and Cardinals are all bunched up. But Washington, more likely than not, has to get three of the final six. At 10-7, with, by the way, and it would be advantageous that they would have two losses against AFC teams. But they would be, I think, in good shape, solid shape at 10-7. They have the Cowboys twice. They have the Titans at home. The Titans are not terrible on defense, especially. But God, that Will Levis is not very good. They have the Saints on the road, whose season has seemed to come around a little bit. They've won two games in a row with their new coach. And they've got a game against, right now, the Falcons and the Eagles, obviously, at home on the 22nd. The Falcons on either the 28th or the 29th. The Falcons, probably right now, the worst defensive team in the NFL. So that might look a little bit less daunting by the time they get there. They have played two of the best defensive teams in the NFL in back-to-back weeks. They'll get a decent defense in Tennessee. They'll get an okay defense in New Orleans, and they'll get an excellent defense in Philly. But Atlanta might be the worst defensive team in the NFL right now. The Cowboys stink on defense, and you still, that'll be it. Three. They need three of the final six. I'm not discounting them from the division race at all. The Eagles have a difficult road before they come here on the 22nd. We talked about this on Friday. They have the Rams on Sunday Night Football on the road. Then they got to go to Baltimore to play the Ravens. Then they get the Panthers at home. And then they get the Steelers at home. Those are their four games before they come back to Washington. So I'm not just looking at wild card as the only possibility. I think Washington's very much still alive in the division race. I think Thursday night was a bit of a blow and a bit of at least a current reality check in terms of where these two teams are right now. But let's not forget, you know, again, not excuses, just legitimate facts. Washington came into that game off of a very difficult game against Pittsburgh. Philadelphia came into that game off an absolute cakewalk over the Cowboys, where they were resting their starters in the fourth quarter, and they were playing at home. Anyway, just something to keep in mind. The NFC, all of a sudden, because of that NFC West in particular, the NFC North, we knew the Vikings and the Packers were probably going to be right there vying for playoff spots. The Vikings' schedule is ridiculously easy, and has been up until this point. And the Packers are pretty good. So the Lions, Vikings, and Packers, you know, barring the absolute unforeseen, are probably going to be in the playoffs. So a wild card, you know, is going to, that third wild card is either going to come from the NFC East as the runner-up, or the NFC West runner-up. It's definitely not coming from the NFC South. I think Denton and I mentioned last week in our NFL buys, during NFL buy and sell, I think we both bought Tampa as a team that was not out of it in the NFC South. That's true. They are definitely not out of it, because Atlanta can't stop anybody. Bo Nix looked like the NFC offensive, the NFL offensive rookie of the year yesterday against Atlanta's defense. And so he's coming. He is coming.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.